Have you heard much about NFTs recently? A couple of years ago, there was a lot of buzz around non-fungible tokens. But after some scandals and market crashes in the related technology of cryptocurrency, it seems a lot of people have cooled on so-called Web3 technologies, including the blockchain and NFTs. But leading thinkers in the world of business still see a lot of value here, as explained by Steve Kaczynski and Scott Duke Commoners in the new book, The Everything Token: How NFTs and Web3 Will Transform the Way We Buy, Sell, and Create. Steve is a communications and marketing professional who's worked in leadership roles at companies like Nestle's and Progressive Insurance. Scott is a professor at the Harvard Business School and a partner at A16Z Crypto. Here they are to share five of their key insights.
Hi, I'm Steve Kaczynski, a career marketer turned entrepreneur with experience leading multiple disciplines at Fortune 500 and multinational companies.
And I'm Scott Duke Commoners, a Harvard Business School professor and a research partner at A16Z Crypto, the crypto division of the venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz.
We're the authors of The Everything Token, a book that demystifies non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, Web3, and the blockchain. Our goal is to help everyday people and businesses understand what these concepts truly mean and provide a framework for success in this new tech world.
We wrote The Everything Token as a follow-up to a Harvard Business Review article we co-authored entitled How NFTs Create Value. It was the first HBR article about NFTs, and following its positive reception in the traditional business community, we realized there was an opportunity to help people understand the power of this technology and how to make use of it. So, what exactly is Web3? What are NFTs? What does this have to do with the blockchain, and what does it have to do with business? We'll tell you now with five insights from The Everything Token.
Insight number one. NFTs and the blockchain are ushering in what many expect to be the next iteration of the internet called Web3. Technologists often refer to the early internet, when you can read web pages and consume content online, as Web1. Social networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where you can write and engage in two-way conversation, is called Web2. Web1 and Web2 changed our lives in previously unimaginable ways, and Web3 has the potential to do the same, so everyone should pay attention. Web3 is a new iteration of the internet built on individual ownership of digital assets. In Web2, the internet we're using today, everyone's data, pictures, and information are controlled by the platforms we interact with, the likes of Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Amazon. Web3 creates a world where you have actual ownership and control of your own images, songs, and other data, and can seamlessly transfer them across platforms. Instead of having individual copies of these files everywhere without a clear understanding of the origin, you have much greater control, owning these digital items just as you would any physical item you possess. This sort of digital ownership generally comes in the form of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, which are the core topic of the Everything Token. NFTs provide a sort of digital deed, giving a person ownership of a digital asset, perhaps a media file or personal data record. In this sense, it's non-fungible because it's uniquely distinguishable from other digital records. And because you control that digital deed, you can grant any platform access to the associated assets. So why does that matter?
Insight number two, ownership enables markets. One of my specialties at Harvard is market design. And markets cannot exist without property rights. Think about it. You can't sell somebody else's house or a car that belongs to a car dealership. You need the deed or title to prove that you own each one. Until Web3 and the advent of NFTs, it was nearly impossible to define ownership of a digital object, much less prove ownership of it to a third party. As we explain in the Everything Token, when we sell something physical, like a piece of jewelry or a Glockenspiel, we transfer ownership by transferring the object. But if someone sells you a digital image, what do they transfer exactly? They can send you a copy of the image over email, but that still leaves a copy on the seller's computer. What's to stop them from selling an identical copy to someone else in the future? That buyer won't know that you're the official owner unless the seller tells them, and the copy the seller would email them is indistinguishable from yours. But now, a technology called the blockchain serves as a digital ledger that records every person who has ever owned a given digital object. This is what makes an NFT truly non-fungible. You can distinguish one from another with absolute certainty. When you own it, anyone can see that you are the clear owner. When you transfer or sell it to someone else, that's recorded too. This allows people to freely buy, sell, and transfer digital goods they actually own. And that enables new markets to emerge. With NFTs, people can buy and sell everything from media files, game items, and newspaper or streaming subscriptions to bigger ticket items like gym memberships or even houses. And all of this can go on without any specific platform in the middle as an intermediary. So, how will that disrupt multi-billion dollar industries?
Insight number three. NFTs are a powerful multi-purpose software. Think about the last time you bought a ticket for an event, maybe a sports game or a theater show. More likely than not, what you got was a QR code in your email. If you wanted to resell that ticket, or alternatively, if you wanted to buy one from a third party, there's a trust problem because there's no way to know whether the same QR code is being sold to multiple people. NFTs solve this problem by creating a unique digital asset that only one person can have control of at a time. The second it's transferred to a buyer, the seller no longer has control of it, just like with a physical ticket. That alone makes NFTs a strictly superior technology for digital ticketing, which, on its own, is a multi-billion dollar industry. Similar applications for managing ownership in categories like collectibles, customer loyalty, online credential, and health data also represent billions of dollars in value, probably hundreds of billions. But that's only the beginning. Because of the way NFT software works, they can become far more than just records of ownership. Normally, when you use a digital ticket, the interaction ends after the event. But with NFTs, the digital asset lives on and can be used, for example, to anchor a rewards program organized by the event owner or cross-verified by a local bar or restaurant to give discounts to event attendees. And perhaps most importantly, NFT owners by nature comprise a network of individuals connected through their common interest of whatever it is they bought and own. An NFT can be used as an access pass to what are called token-gated online communities, where only the purchasers of a particular ticket, video game item, or collectible can convene. Suddenly, ownership of an asset provides a way to form a community among brand enthusiasts, and for those enthusiasts to establish bi-directional connection with the brand itself. This opens up a world of possibilities for businesses, artists, and individuals.
Insight number four. NFTs will change the way businesses, both big and small, interact with customers for the better. We're already seeing big brands like Starbucks, Nike, and the NBA use NFTs. One of the simplest applications is to use NFTs to create a form of collectible, like a digital sports card. And the NBA has done just that with a series of collectible and tradable video moments. They can also enable companies to do gated product releases where those holding an NFT get preferred access to new products. Brands like Adidas and the Hundreds have been doing this for years at this point, and Ticketmaster has started implementing a similar system for ticket sales, a Web3 version of its verified fan access program. And NFTs can also facilitate loyalty rewards, where people who complete brand-positive actions receive digital assets, which in turn can correlate to higher loyalty benefits. Starbucks pioneered this approach last year with its Odyssey Rewards program, and even airlines like Lufthansa are piloting similar systems. You may look at some of these applications and think, why do I need NFTs? Current solutions can do the same things. And while each individual application might be able to be executed through current software, nothing can do all of these things, and they can't do them as securely or efficiently. Plus, while these sorts of applications all start out from NFTs as simple ownership records, they give customers a new way to form identity and community around the brand, especially in digital space. And, uniquely to NFTs, these applications also offer the potential for third-party value creation. If you want to offer third-party benefits like discounts or special access to holders of a given NFT, you just have to identify them on the blockchain. And you can even send those benefits directly through a process called airdropping, which is akin to email or direct deposit. Thus, while large companies and NFT-native startups have paved the way in the early stages of Web3, businesses of all sizes are poised to use the software to their advantage. A local apparel store could give Adidas NFT holders a discount on merchandise. Or a group of small businesses could create a shared interoperable local passport NFT loyalty program that provides discounts or special access across the various businesses, encouraging patronage to each local shop. These are just a few of the ways businesses can apply NFTs. And of course, the proliferation of NFTs and Web3 won't happen all at once.
Insight number five. Like any early technology, NFT adoption will take time and has its challenges. But one day, this technology will be part of pretty much everything. If you were building web pages in the mid-90s, you had to learn to code HTML. It was complicated, it took time, and even if a single character of code was wrong, the website could break. Google didn't exist, so you needed to read a book about HTML or find someone to teach you. But now, with the creation of platforms like WordPress, Squarespace, and Wix, almost anybody can build a website in a couple of days. Likewise, the internet, social media, and even cell phones were considered fads or niche products at one point. But now, many people can't get through their daily lives without them. NFTs and Web3 are still in the early phase, but the product applications and associated market is maturing quickly. As we were writing this book in 2022 and 2023, the cost and tech barriers of NFTs were prohibitive for many people. But that's changing quickly. Even as 2023 was wrapping up, companies were deploying more consumer-friendly interfaces for creating, collecting, and managing NFTs. And meanwhile, major consumer brands like Nike were debuting mass-market NFT offerings. Additionally, NFT-native brands were starting to become well-known in the broader market. The 2023 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade even featured a balloon of a Cool Cat from an NFT brand of the same name. As the friction to get into Web3 lessens, more and more businesses will begin to use NFTs. And we hope our book, The Everything Token, helps move the adoption curve forward a little bit.
These insights are just a sampling of what you'll learn in The Everything Token, which goes further in depth and provides a five-part staircase for companies looking to enter the world of Web3 and NFTs. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Steve and Scott. That was Steve Kaczynski and Scott Duke Commoners with five big ideas from The Everything Token, how NFTs and Web3 will transform the way we buy, sell, and create. You might also like our book bite for Democratizing Finance, The Radical Promise of FinTech by Marielle Labor and Nicholas Dufresne. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.